Oh, shoot. I really got lucky with my fortune cookie, didn't I? I mean, I gotta have this thing framed. He who reaches out will attain passionate romance.
But remember what mine said. He who reaches out will attain fat lip. Would you like to come in?
Well, if you're sure we're not gonna be waking anybody up.
No, we have the living room to ourselves.
Well, great.
I'll turn on the light, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Just keep talking. I'll follow the sound of your voice.
Okay, you're getting warmer.
Is this warm enough, Cupcake?
I'm Cupcake. Who are you?
Hey, what's going on here?
Who's that?
Who are you?
Oh, these are my brothers.
Thelma, I thought you told me we were...
Oh, J.J. and Michael, what are you doing out here?
We're not sleeping, that's for sure. Hear me, J.J., I'm getting out of here.
Hey, Michael, come back here with those blankets, man. I feel like a naked chicken out here.
Well, chicken, here are your feathers.
Hey, what's your problem?
J.J., you and Michael have your own room now. Why aren't you in it?
Because Penny's sleeping in there. We're babysitting for Wilona.
You could have let Penny sleep in my room.
Look here, Thelma. Now, Penny's going through her formative years. If the first thing she was to see in the morning was your face, the girl would be ruined for life.
Look, maybe I just better leave, okay?
Oh, wait a minute, Paul. Don't leave. This is ridiculous.
Don't leave right now. It does my heart good to see young people in love. Welcome to the family, bruh.
J.J., what are you talking about?
I just want to make sure Paul's intentions are honorable.
This is just our first date.
Oh, so that's your plan, huh? Take young ladies to their own apartment and love them and leave them.
Do I look like I'd do something like that to Thelma?
Oh, so Thelma's not good enough for you, huh?
Thelma.
Paul, I think it's time for you to go. Will you call?
Would you?
J.J., are you crazy? This is the third time you pulled a stunt like that since Ma's been away.
Thelma, you're better off. You didn't need him. Man was all hands. I'm the oldest, and I'm looking out for your well-being.
You're looking out for whose well-being?
That's
you
right.
Don't let me have company.
Is anybody gonna answer the door?
Now look what you did. You woke Penny up.
I woke her up. You're the one who started this thing first. And look, you're invading my privacy.
Look here, girl. You're invading the planet with that old ugly Martian face of yours. Speaking of invasions, we've just been invaded by a buffalo butt.
Very funny. Look, the neighbors are complaining about some noise coming from this apartment. They can't sleep, so they call on me. Now, I can't sleep. And if I can't sleep, Mrs. Bookman can't sleep. And when Mrs. Bookman can't sleep, she gets mean. When I say mean, I mean mean as Mean Joe Green.
Mr. Bookman?
Yes, Penny?
Does Mrs. Bookman know you're wearing her clothes?
Hey, look, what's going on around here?
Bookman, this is a family matter. It doesn't concern you, so butt out.
Wait a minute, young lady.
No, hold on. Let me handle this. Now, see, Bookman is not no ordinary janitor. This man's a scholar. He's beyond the normal realm of human beings. This man's a janitorial engineer, and he should be treated like one. Butt out, Rhino Rook! Thelma, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. That's why Ma left me in charge.
Ma didn't leave you in charge. You are
I'm
taking charge.
I, that's right, because I'm the oldest. I am the oldest.
Quiet!
Michael's trying to sleep.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm late. What a night we had at the store. We're taking inventory, you know. We kept on coming up with the extra coat. And after 2.5 hours of searching, we discovered it was mine. Penny, what are you doing up this late at night?
Well, I was asleep. But then Thelma came home with a boyfriend, and he ended up in bed with J.J. Who he called Cupcake, which made Thelma throw a pillow at him. Because, see, he and Michael were supposed to sleep in her room tonight. And then JJ threw the boyfriend out, and that made Thelma real mad at JJ, because he's not a father. And then Rhino Rump came in mad because he's married to Mean Joe Green. And that's the name of that tune.
Well, hold on, let me explain. Mm-hmm. See, being the head of the house...
As head of nothing? JJ, I'm tired of the way you're trying to run things around here.
Me? What did I do wrong?
Well, for one thing, you're always screening my boyfriends, telling me how to run my life, complaining about my cooking, strutting around like some dumb peacock, and just making it miserable for me.
Yeah, but what did I do wrong?
Kid, you know what time it is. Let us talk about this tomorrow in the morning.
JJ, you better stop bossing me around.
Look here, Thelma. I'm the oldest, and Ma left me in charge. And if you don't like it, you know what you can do.
Yeah, I know what I can do. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it.
You ain't doing nothing.
Hold it. Come on, Penny. Come on. You going home. Go home and get in the bed. Here.
Oh, Malona, do I have to?
Yes, you do. Turn on the television set and I'll be right home, okay?
But this is better than TV.
Penny, you go home. Out of here. Go on. Uh-uh. All right? Okay, Penny's gone now, Thelma. We have some talking to do.
Well, pardon war. I have more important things to attend to.
Okay, Thelma. Come on. Tell me what this is all about.
Malona, JJ is just impossible.
Oh, now, Thelma, you know JJ. He's hard on the outside, but he's like a little mushy paper inside. You know that.
You always said that about his brain.
King leave his castle?
Malona, you see what I mean?
Has Hurricane Thelma blown over yet?
Yeah. You can get back in the bed now. Where is Gramps?
You get out of my bed!
Doesn't anybody get any sleep around here?
Thelma, you're upset, Jada. You're not helping matters any. Can we talk about it in the morning, okay?
Okay. I'll go to sleep and we'll talk about it in the morning.
Good.
And then I am moving out!
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hi, Malona.
How's it going?
Real fine, real fine.
Where's Thelma?
She's still sleeping.
This late?
Don't wake up, Malona. I'm trying to eat breakfast here. She may want to come in here and cook.
Thelma. That's strange. She's not in there.
She's not? Oh, Malona, she probably just went for a walk. She'll be back.
Oh. Thelma, where were you, honey?
Oh, I was out thinking about what happened last night.
I was thinking about it, too. And I'm thinking that perhaps your moving out is a good idea.
You do?
Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, you are young. You got your whole future.
Right.
Then again, on the other hand, kids do grow up quicker these days.
Exactly.
But then again, you do have some kind of family obligation, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Then again, on the other hand, Thelma needs the space and the freedom to grow.
Amen.
But on the other hand...
Malona, you got more hands than that dude who came over here last night.
Can you, will you get off my case? Now, Malona, what do you really think, huh?
Well, I really think that you are ready and dependable and capable enough to make your own decisions. And if you feel in your heart you need a place of your own, then, honey, God bless.
Oh, thank you, Malona.
But on the other hand...
Malona!
Come on, help me find an apartment.
Malona, I already found one.
Hold on there, girl. As executive chief of this family, I got to veto that vote. On the grounds of unleashing you upon mankind in Americana would constitute cruel and unusual punishment.
Overruled.
Hey, Thelma, what's your place look like?
Oh, Michael, it's perfect. It's right near campus, so I can walk to school. And one of my roommates is a girl in my dance class. And do you know, my share of the rent is only $50?
Ooh. Hey, that's reasonable. When you planning on moving? The first of the month?
Not exactly, Willona.
What do you mean, not exactly, Willona?
I'm moving in today.
Today? What? Well, it reminds me of home. The elevator's broken and it's dirty.
Oh, Malona. What do you see inside?
Okay. Hi. Oh, I'm sorry. We must have the wrong apartment.
Ah, this is Alvin.
Oh, hi, Alvin. We still got the wrong apartment.
No. Alvin is one of my roommates.
One of your roommates?
Come on in. Alvin, I'd like you to meet Wilona Woods. She's a friend of the family's.
Hello.
I hope you're going jogging.
Huh?
Jogging. Thelma, you didn't mention that one of your roommates was a man.
Alone. I grew up in the same house with two brothers. What's the difference?
There's a big difference, honey.
Oh, Karen, I'd like you to meet...
Don't tell me. Don't tell me. You must be Mrs. Evans. Marvelous to see you. You know, you look just like your daughter.
Karen, this is my friend Wilona.
Whatever.
This is my roommate, Karen Clay.
How are you, Karen?
Alma, I got these boxes here. You want me? Well. You didn't tell me the apartment came with built-in delectables.
The clarinet with feet is my brother JJ. This is Karen.
Hi.
Enchanté, señorita.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Wilona, come on, let me show you around the place.
Okay.
Take the long route. Go by the river. I guess by now, Thelma told you that I'm an artiste. Painting is my game.
Do you have your own studio?
No, I gave up my big 3-block studio down in the loop for a high-paying position as an advertising executive.
Sellout. I bet you enjoy duping the masses into buying worthless garbage they can't even use. It's people like you that should be put up against a wall and chopped.
Lady, I just draw pictures.
What you think? How you like my place?
Well, it's full of stuff and... Well, I guess you'd say it was cozy.
This is Bear, our other roommate.
Hi.
Alona, I know what you're thinking.
I'm thinking I might never use that hand again. Oh, my honey, listen now. If Cuckoo Eye sleeps in one room and you, Bubbly Bert, sleep in the other room, where does Bear sleep?
Anywhere he wants to.
Alona, it's really nothing to worry about. You see, the four of us are just roommates.
Hey, I'm hungry. Ain't we got nothing to eat in this house?
Bear, don't you touch my frog.
Frog in the refrigerator?
Sure. I'm a biology major. Hey, would you like to meet Thor, my tarantula? Wait, I'll give him.
I think I'll wait for you downstairs.
You mean to tell me the big advertising genius is afraid of a little bitty spider?
The only thing I want to see with 8 legs are the Pointer Sisters.
Thelma, I got to go home too, honey.
Okay.
And listen, you take care of yourself, do your homework, eat well, and if you need anything, call me. You know where I'll be.
Oh, Alona, you sound like a mother.
Do I? Ain't that terrible? Wait a minute. I am Bernie's mother. And us mothers got a strong union.
Oh, Alona, I love you.
I love you too, honey. Take care, y'all.
This here is Thor. Hey, where did everybody go?
You mean to tell me we ain't got nothing to eat in this house?
Ooh, hey.
Isn't Thelma ever coming home?
Well, Penny, right now Thelma's happy where she is.
Yeah, she has her own friends and her own life, baby.
She's been gone for 3 weeks now, and I wish I could tell her I miss her.
Oh, sugar, we all miss her. But it's important that we don't let her know.
Why not?
Well, Penny, because we don't want Thelma to think that we miss her.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Well, because it would make her unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
That's because you're not a grown-up.
Boy, life is a lot more simple when you're a kid.
Let's get back to the cooking. What's next?
A quarter teaspoon of pepper.
A quarter teaspoon of pepper. Quarter teaspoon.
That's about a quarter teaspoon.
Yeah.
Okay.
A dash of hot sauce.
You put the dash in, honey.
Okay.
That's good. That's good. And what do I do now?
And stir until.
Okay, stir until. Until what?
Stir until continues on page 6.
Well, turn to page 6. Find page 6, honey.
There is no page 6.
Then what do we do now?
What do you mean we, Betty Crocker?
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Elma.
I thought I'd just drop by because I was in a neighborhood and pick up the rest of my things.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, great. I couldn't be better.
Good.
I bet you things are just not the same around here without me, huh?
They sure are.
What Penny really means is that we've been so busy, honey, we haven't had a chance to even realize or notice you was gone.
Yeah. Tell me, you know, it's the first time in my life I've ever had a bed all to myself.
Well, I see you guys are getting ready to eat. Maybe I came at the wrong time.
No, honey, come on. I cooked. You got plenty. You can have some.
That's all right. I got dinner waiting for me at home, see? So what I'll do is just go get my things, you know?
Okay, Penny, let's serve up the stuff. Get the chili bowl.
Get
like
it, I don't want to have. Get out of here.
What have you done to my room?
Giving it something it's never had before, Thelma. Class.
JJ, you call Lola Falana on the ceiling class? And what's that old fake fur doing up there on the wall?
Thelma, I'll have you know that is 100% genuine imitation zebra skin.
Is gone. We put it all down in storage in the basement.
That's right, because it was cluttering up my room.
What do you mean? Your room?
Well, I guess it is your room now, huh? Well, I gotta run.
Thelma, you sure you won't stay and have some dinner, honey?
Mm-hmm. No, it'll be okay. I'll call.
Okay, you take care of yourself, yeah? Come on, baby, let's see.
Oh, boy. We missed them and we didn't even tell her. I bet she missed us and she didn't tell us. Are you sure you grown-ups know what you're doing?
Well, I'm home.
Ooh, girl, you missed a great dinner, but we saved you some.
Oh, good, because I am starving. Where is it?
The bear ate it.
Again?
Thelma, your share for this week's grocery bill comes to $15.90.
For what? I ain't eat nothing.
Look, we all take our chances with the bear.
Well, that's all right. I gotta study anyway.
I go where the music takes me.
Oh, Thelma, your share for this month's phone bill comes to $23.
Oh, now, come on. Now, that's ridiculous. I didn't make no calls in no Boley, Oklahoma, or anywhere else long distance.
Look, we split all bills equally four ways.
How can I use a phone when I can't even find it? Look at this place. Now I know I cleaned it up from top to bottom before I left this morning.
Uh-huh, and you did a good job, too.
Look, Paul's coming here in a few minutes. Do you think there's a possibility that somebody else can clean up for once?
Well, you don't have to shout.
Who's shouting? Bear, get out that bathroom now. Oh.
Hi, Thelma.
Hi, Paul. How you doing?
Okay, okay.
Come on in.
Hey, I really like your new place, Thelma. I think. Look, I brought you a little housewarming gift.
Oh, chocolate cherries.
Chocolate cherries? Chocolate cherries.
What are you
doing? I don't mind if I do.
What you doing?
Oh,
get out of here!
Well, I must say.
What?
Well, you didn't tell me we were having company. Haven't we met somewhere before?
No. But you look familiar.
Well, she ought to. She's wearing my blouse. Would you mind taking it off?
If you insist.
Wait, look, not here.
I'm Carrie.
Would you like some candy?
Oh, chocolate cherries with the gooey centers. Did you bring them just for me?
No.
No, we didn't. Now, if you don't get out of here, I'll have something just for you.
Well, time to go.
Oh, don't go.
All right. Door's gone. Has anybody seen my tarantula?
I'm going. Door? I'll call you as soon as I can.
You know, Thelma, he's kind of cute.
Look, I don't dig you flirting with my boyfriend. You got that?
Look, baby, in this pad, we share everything.
Well, then good. Maybe you like to share some chocolate cherries.
I brought the rest of the stuff from the basement. You're lucky. The rats only ate half of it.
Oh, JJ.
Thelma, now I know I have this uncanny effect on women, but you're my sister. There, Thelma. Tell Brother Jay what the problem is.
Oh, JJ, I'm a failure.
Thelma, how can you say that?
I guess I was wrong. I just wasn't ready to try my wings. I left two people I really love to move in with three cuckoos.
Oh, I still can't find my tarantula. Either your spider's over here or your shirt's going to the laundry by itself. Oh, come to Papa. Yes, I still love you.
I just can't believe this.
Thelma, I never thought I would say this, but I finally found somebody's cooking who's worse than yours. Willona's. Thelma, will you come home?
JJ, you don't want me. You're just saying that.
No, Thelma, I really mean it. Will you come home?
I can't.
Pretty, please?
What about you trying to run my life?
All right, Thelma, I promise I won't ever try to run your life again.
Good. Now get this. You get Lola Falana off the ceiling, you get that